It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. City leaders in Benicia want to do a little more than clear the air this evening. They were not happy to learn recently that the Valero oil refinery in their backyard was emitting excessive amounts of hazardous chemicals for over a decade. The local air district has known about the releases for several years, but didn't tell the city and its leaders until late January. Air District officials are set to go before the Benicia City Council tonight. KQED editor Ted Goldberg has been following this story, and he joins us. Hey.
Morning, Brian.
So, Ted, my sense is that cities on the Bay usually appreciate the work of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, but tell us exactly what has Benicia leaders so mad.
Several years ago, the Air District discovered in an inspection an issue at the Valero refinery. There's a key part of the refinery that's called the hydrogen system. And basically, hydrogen is one of those chemicals in a refinery that they use a lot as part of their refining process. And the refinery needs to vent a significant amount of hydrogen on a daily basis. But sometimes, and this was going on for years, along with hydrogen, that system was also venting out lots of other chemicals. And so basically, when the Air District found this out, they began an investigation, and they called upon Valero to fix that, to stop the releases from happening. But they didn't tell a lot of other people that might want to know, including the entire city of Benicia and other regulatory agencies. They only announced this to everybody in late January.
And these pollution releases, I mean, what exactly was released and about how much are we talking about?
All right, so there's several different kinds of chemicals that were also coming out of these vents. And they're called precursor organic compounds. And they include benzene, which is probably something that many people have heard of. There are other toxic chemicals that were also being released. During a three-year period, according to the Air District, this included about 5,000 pounds a day. That's nearly 350 times the daily regulatory limit.
And what are the potential health impacts of this?
So the Air District did a study, and they say that these releases caused an elevated risk of cancer and other chronic health threats, and that they violated several regulations. But we ran this by a couple of health experts, including the Solano County Public Health Officer and another expert, and they both say that the threat for cancer and other kinds of things like this from these releases was very low.
So when Benicia and Solano County officials found out about this, what did they tell you?
Well, four out of the five members of the Benicia City Council said they were unhappy to find out about this so late. How could this possibly go on for so long? The Air District inspects the refinery on a regular basis. Why did it for so long go on unnoticed by the Air District? And then when the Air District did find out about it, why did they keep that kind of thing secret? There are other regulatory agencies that were also unaware. In Solano County, there's an agency that inspects and audits the refinery on a regular basis. They were unaware of it, and the Air District didn't tell them. They learned about it in a press release when everybody else learned about it. And as I mentioned before, Solano County's top health official was also unaware of it. In the last few weeks, he's basically been looking through data to see what kinds of chemicals have been coming out. He says it would have been great if everybody got an earlier heads up about this.
And what does the Air District say about all this?
The Air District emphasizes that they had to keep this kind of information secret because they didn't want to mess with their investigation. I should note that there is one agency that they did communicate with, and that's the US EPA. It's unclear when the EPA found out about this, but that's the one agency that they've been in touch with outside of their own to determine if there have been federal laws that have been broken by these releases.
So the idea here is, we know this is happening, we are investigating, but the more we say about this now or too early, the harder it is going to be to investigate.
I think that's possible. There are a lot of negotiations that have been going on between the Air District and Valero to fix this problem. And basically, the Air District said, you need to fix it right away. Valero said, okay, we're going to put in a fix that'll bypass a significant amount of the emissions. And that worked to a significant degree, but it did not work altogether. Now the Air District is saying, you have to fix it 100%. They're also saying that we're going to most likely issue significant fines against Valero for the whole affair.
Okay, so what's next?
Well, after tonight's meeting, the Air District Hearing Board is going to take this issue up, and that's essentially to force Valero to make permanent fixes to the problem altogether.
KQED's Ted Goldberg, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.